As we come to the close of 2013 and as we look ahead to the new year, I want to just take a moment today to speak to you on the subject of passion. Sometimes in the holiday season, it's easy to kind of just go through the motions and not have the passion that we should have. And then it's easy to just kind of enter into the new year just in a rote recitation of activity as opposed to with zeal for the Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul said, "Brethren, I have not yet apprehended. I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Now, as we come through the Christmas season and look to the new year, there's not a better time to take this counsel, to realize that this is the time to forget the things of the past, things that would plague us, things that would weight us down, and to press into the new year. And we must do that with a passion. And so let me give you a few ways to maintain passion as you enter your new year. First of all, I want to encourage you to be personally responsible for your passion. Don't expect your members of your church or your members of your family to always build you up. But David, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 36, encouraged himself in the Lord. And we must, in coming to the Lord, seek his grace and find his encouragement. Lee Robertson said, "I'm always looking for ways to inspire Lee Robertson." And he was a man who understood that he had to encourage and inspire himself for the work of the Lord. Sometimes the holidays can be disheartening. Sometimes you can be forgotten. Sometimes things can go away that you did not expect. So I challenge you today to be personally responsible for the passion in your own heart. Secondly, passion comes when we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. When we, as God's people, remember Ephesians 5:18, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And from that infilling comes the outflow of biblical passion. And then I want to encourage you, thirdly, seek and find God's vision for your life. You see, passion comes from having a vision, a purpose worth living for. Biblical vision is very inspiring and produces much passion for me. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Now, the best way to get vision for your new year, the best way to inspire passion about that vision, is to get into the Word of God and let God ignite within your heart and give you clarity concerning the vision for your life. That vision always produces passion in which we might serve the Lord Jesus. Fourthly, I challenge you, if you are seeking passion in your life, that you follow a biblical philosophy of ministry. Biblical philosophy of ministry produces passion in ministry. I believe this: strong convictions precede great actions. One reason that some men are not passionate as they used to be is because their convictions have failed them, or they have failed to follow their convictions. And so have convictions. Joshua said to the people in Joshua 1 and verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give to them." And so Joshua was challenged in this calling by God to be strong in his conviction of the calling as a leader. And if you believe God's called you to lead, if you believe God's called you to serve, then let that conviction provide the passion in your life. And so we think about passion. First, I must be personally responsible to find encouragement in my Lord. Secondly, I must seek daily the filling of the Spirit, which produces joy and spiritual passion. Thirdly, I must find God's vision for my life, which will inspire passion in my life, and that vision comes from the Word of God. And then finally, I want to follow a biblical philosophy which produces passion, because convictions always precede passion, and strong convictions precede great action. And when I believe that God has called me, and when I believe that God has a purpose for my life, it propels me to serve Him. Now, in our next growth points, I'm going to give you a few more thoughts that deal with how to have passion in your new year. But let me just encourage you today. Ask the Lord to reignite your heart, to stir up the coals of the fire of your heart, and to let your people see in the church, or let your family see in the home, that there is someone in their midst that's believing God in the new year.